Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are, Giorgio. But Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code BROS. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Man, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and you find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with the convenient and quality access to a range of their hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose your personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. That's right. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. Dang it. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
What is up? Welcome back to the Drinking Bros College Basketball Show. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined, as always, by Dan Regester, and it is the last day before March.
Pour some sugar on me.
For what?
I'm just ready.
You just, okay. Just good to go.
Dude, throw on Future. Get March Madness going. Let me hit the beer pong tables at the back of a fraternity house while I'm wearing a throwback Larry Bird Indiana State jersey.
Let's fucking
That's what March is about.
Go.
You and the boys.
We are about a week and a half away from the major conference tournaments and I believe a lot of mid-major conference tournaments start this coming week. So midweek of next week, we'll get like the West Coast Conference, maybe Mountain West.
And here, we don't think of any conference as mid.
No, not here. Not fucking here. Mountain West.
You mattered
no, Mountain West
us.
Next week.
Yeah.
But there are going to be mid-major conferences having their conference tournaments this week, including the WCC. But yeah. getting in the home motherfucking stretch. I'm excited. It's been some good basketball, unless you're a Maryland fan. Have you seen what has been going on with them lately?
Buzzer beater, half-court shot by Michigan State.
Their last three games have been losses on buzzer beaters.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, three-game losing streak on like increasingly insane buzzer beaters.
That's how you want to lose. Does the committee look at that and be like...
They do, yeah. They take that into account.
Come on.
But I actually do love that because even though it might give Maryland a little bit of a harder path, because at the end of the day, the winning still matters, but you might get a little value on Maryland.
They'll be underseeded.
Yeah. So I don't hate it because I'm still very high on Maryland.
Sometimes the bounces go your way. Sometimes they don't.
So maybe the bounces will start going their way in a couple weeks, getting their bad luck out of the way now.
I mean, I think the bounce that Kawhi Leonard had on that shot with the Toronto Raptors against the Sixers maybe killed our franchise.
Killed the Sixers?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it killed him, too.
We were never the same.
That Raptors year sucked. He traded everything for that. What did it cost?
Everything.
Everything.
Yep.
For that one.
But he got his ring.
He did. Well, his another ring.
Gave
he got
Canada
like
a ring.
Three or four of them.
Canada won a championship. It's gross.
It's stupid. But yeah, March is coming, and I'm pretty excited about it. The bubble games have been really, really good. Arkansas went to OT with UT the other day in a game both teams
desperately needed
to win. UT loses. UT could have won that game. Like they blew it, but they had it. Like they could have won that game, and now it's looking like Rodney Terry might not be long for this UT job.
Probably shouldn't be.
Yeah,
right? Like. He was always kind of a stopgap.
Yeah. And they thought, well, maybe we'll give him...
He spent all that money on Chris Beard. He hits his wife, fucks things up. You really kind of go into panic mode with the coaching hire.
Well, they
search.
Got fucked, honestly, because...
But you're the University of Texas. Like, yeah, he can finish the season. That's fine. Why'd you hire him?
Because two reasons. One, they ended up making the Elite Eight that year.
Yeah.
But... And Rodney Terry coached them.
Sure.
But that was Chris Beard's team.
How many of those guys came back?
I don't know off the top of my head. But that was Chris Beard's
Whenever
roster.
The guys rally for you in the locker room for a coach, the hire never usually goes well.
No. And I really don't think they wanted to deal with the optics of not rehiring an African-American coach who just made an Elite Eight run.
Yeah.
And I'm not one to typically throw that type of thing out, like race stuff out there, but it just seems...
But it probably entered their head, and it was at a time where that was on people's minds.
Yeah, and it just...
Much more than it is now.
They got kind of checkmated into keeping Rodney Terry around, despite the fact that Rodney Terry's resume outside of that basically won 2 years at UT, because he made the tournament last year as well, and then they lost the second round, and it was not a great year for Texas. They did make the tournament, but it was a mediocre year overall. Outside of those 2 years, very bad coaching resume. Like, not a good head coaching resume at all. Seems like the type of guy who's better suited as an assistant, still making, like, literally, like, $400,000 or $500,000 a year at a major school as an assistant.
It's good living if you can get it.
No shit, dude. Frank Haith is a assistant at UT right now, which I didn't realize until I was watching a UT game the other day. Frank Haith being one of the worst coaches Missouri's ever had. Like, truly.
Make it about yourself, sure.
I've never seen someone do... less with more, and he is literally making $500,000 a year being an assistant coach on this dog shit staff at Texas right now. But yeah, Texas has lost five of their last six.
It also must be nice to care about your basketball program.
Been a while?
Been a minute.
You cared a little bit for a second this year.
We were in the mix, and then we played a Big 12 schedule. Didn't go well.
Things started to happen.
Yeah, we lost to Oklahoma State not that long ago.
That's bad, because they're bad.
We just beat Utah and Kansas State at home. But yeah, we lost at Oklahoma State. And you just can't lose to Oklahoma State anymore.
No, although Oklahoma State, I think, did just beat Tech or someone at home. They had a really big upset.
Yeah, we're 15-13. We're not even making the NIT, brother.
No, you'll definitely make the NIT.
15-13?
Yeah. Oh, Iowa State just lost to Oklahoma State. At Oklahoma State.
Don't let the Cowboys get hot.
It's a tough place to play.
They are 11-3 at home.
You know who's like two different teams home and the road? This is kind of always true, but like hyper true this year is Kansas, apparently. Just bet against Kansas on the road.
Yeah,
but,
Kansas 13-2 at home.
Yeah.
4-7 away.
Yeah.
That's just college basketball, though. You know who's actually perfect right now? Away.
Who?
At least in conference. Houston.
Interesting. Defense travels. Defense
travels, yeah.
Defense fucking travels. Are you ready for a Houston team in San Antonio?
I will always be late on Houston. I'm okay with that. You know, it's kind of like how I was with Michigan football.
Yeah.
I will not admit defeat.
I mean, they won a national championship, so.
Well, Houston cheated. And so did Michigan.
They won, though.
Michigan cheated, though.
Eh.
Take that banner down.
Eh. So the Astros, it's fine.
That cost everything, speaking of it.
Yeah, what did it cost? Although, I mean, Michigan, I don't know how their interim coach, or whatever it is, he seems better than Rodney Terry. Like, he seems like operates on a higher level than Rodney Terry does. But yeah, Terry.
Are you ready to admit Arizona's good?
No, I mean, they're fine. They're fine.
Why do you hate Arizona?
They soft.
Why do you always think
they soft?
They soft.
They're just soft.
Caleb Love, he's going to go off in the tournament for like 3 games for no reason. He's such a liability, though.
Or does he just go absolutely deathly silent in the first round?
I want to know how Arizona fans feel about Caleb Love, because I'm sure he is both. He drives you nuts because he'll fire up shots he shouldn't. And sometimes they go in, though, and you're like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there has to be such a roller coaster of emotions.
You're like, oh, no. Caleb Love is feeling it.
Yeah.
So right now, it's at
probably
least,
like how it was at Oklahoma State with Marcus Smart.
Yeah. Or the Celtics with Marcus Smart. But right now, Arizona in Lenardi's projection, they're a 4 seed. I don't think they'd lose round one. I don't know anything about Akron, who they're lined up against, but they probably won't play Akron. But anyway, if they catch a 5 seed like Lenardi has in the second round, Maryland, no, I'm not taking Arizona past the first weekend. And neither are you.
You don't know that.
Against the Maryland?
I got to see the bracket.
Okay, here are the 5s.
I got to see the bracket, dude.
The 5s are Maryland, Oregon.
They're not going to finish where they are now.
Clemson. And Missouri. Yeah, I'll take all of those 5s.
Oh, dude, if Arizona plays Mizzou, Arizona by a million.
I'll take all of those 5s against Arizona.
Probably the best team in the Big 12, though, for my money, is Texas Tech, even though they lost to Houston the other day.
At home, they lost to Houston.
Houston's good.
Yeah, many would say the best team in the Big 12.
Many would. I'm not. Just out of principle, I hate Houston. I don't know why. I've just kind of, like, carved a niche on this little block here.
You got to stand on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your real estate. It's your property.
Never admit defeat.
That's fair.
It's very easy to do this too, especially in sports. It's like, yeah, I don't think they're going to win the national championship.
Yeah. Right. Oh, wow.
What a limb to get on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Only one team wins a year.
Right. So you're just picking
pretty good odds. They don't win.
It's the worst type of take.
They're not elite. They don't win.
Rodney Terry, by the way, I heard today, has an $8 million buyout, so his agent is a god. I don't know how.
For real.
You can possibly just... I mean, it's one thing...
College basketball and football numbers are just... They're just throwing things out.
Yeah, and it's Texas, so
who's
they have the money.
Who's doing these contracts?
But, like, it's one thing to feel cornered into hiring Rodney Terry because he had a great postseason run, and you don't want the optics, like I said earlier. But, oh, my God. You can quibble on the contract.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It's okay.
But
Texas will just buy him out and probably pay, I don't know, who's on the market right now. Who would be like the hot coach?
Doesn't matter who's on the market. It's just who you go shopping for.
All right, who does Texas shop for?
I have heard that Iowa State's head coach is probably on the move. TJ Holzberger or whatever his name is. There's another one.
Maybe it's a good season for Bill Self to exit.
Dude, the Kansas fans, it's not that they dislike Bill Self, but they are like, these last 2 years, they've been like, what the fuck are these teams, dude?
You know what it is?
What?
They had Big 12 superiority for all these years, and then Houston showed up.
It's not a good look to have another team come in and immediately start pushing your shit.
I should honestly ride for Houston because we're both American teams that just came in. Be like, yeah, dude, we belong.
Really, really funny that Houston, like Kansas is like a blue blood, like the blue blood.
Houston
maybe.
Just came in and was like, this is our conference now.
Yeah, like just shoved them in the fucking garbage.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, shouts to Sampson, shouts to Houston, but they're just not elite enough to win a national championship.
Okay,
bro.
Okay. How old is Kelvin Sampson? Because obviously Houston's cooked after he retires. Like that's not.
They've been a relevant program for like all of our lives, at least.
I guess
ish.
I don't know about ish. I mean, they got the five slam and jamma bang today. He's 69. Let's say he coaches for another 3 years. I think they have the number 2 recruiting class for next year. So.
Yeah.
Definitely got shit coming. Like Houston's a fucking freight train at this point, and Kansas is. A lot of the Kansas people that I've seen are complaining that it's the same thing you see a lot with a lot of these coaches who were amazing like 5-6 years ago, and before that is that you just can't handle the NIL era. You can't compete in the NIL era.
He used to be able to pay players without other teams being able to pay players.
Yeah. So now the playing
field. The advantage is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly, the appeal of Lawrence is.
But here's the thing with that, though. All those programs that quote unquote used to be able to pay players in football and basketball, they still have more money than the other people, than most of the other people.
Yeah, but when you're offering, it's maybe not the big guys, but like the second tier, the third tier guys. Then the other programs can offer them more money than what an Alabama in football can.
Right.
Like a Kansas in basketball
can. So you lose your insane roster depth.
You're losing the depth.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Where it's like, yeah, you can get paid any money here. And you'll be the 6th, 7th man. Or now.
You could be the guy.
This team will pay you to be a starter. Yeah, that makes sense. You lose the depth. Yeah, okay.
So they're spread thin.
Right.
Injuries start to hit.
And Bill and everyone else are like, I got a fucking coach now.
Yeah.
I got a fucking Cal's like, I got a.
Cal's never coached.
Draw plays.
Cal's never coached. Cal's always just been roll the balls out. Like.
This is why, by the way, give Pitino his flowers.
Yeah, Pitino's the goat.
Because that man can and does do both.
Pitino's about to lead St. John's to the Final Four.
I don't know.
I could see it. They're not winning the title.
Rob,
let me tell you, St. John's not winning the national championship this year.
What a take. You're going out on a limb there, huh?
Going out on a limb. Houston, St. John's, no title.
None. I think St. John's free throw shooting's gotten better. So.
I would hope.
If they handle that.
Yeah, we'll see. Pressure situation, probably not.
I will say this. They're the type of team that if they get the right draw, they're going to breeze through it.
I mean, Cal should honestly have another title if it wasn't for Derrick Rose missing free throws.
Yeah.
We'd have a much better opinion of Cal if he just won at Memphis.
Pretty much.
If Rose just hits those free throws.
How many coaches have made a Final Four at 3 different schools?
I think it's Cal.
It's got to just be Cal, right?
Pitino?
Pitino's done it at 2.
He's about to do it for a third.
If he does it at St. John's, he would have done it at a third. I want to say Roy Williams did it at 2.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of dudes who've been around forever.
So it's only been Cal. So UMass, Memphis, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Arkansas now.
God. Well, so credit to Cal, by the way.
Turning that team around, especially after losing their guy. They're like one of their big guns.
Yeah, they are probably in the tournament now. Like that win against Texas was huge. They've racked up Arkansas's racked up enough wins to I would say probably secure themselves a spot.
And it all started with that win against Kentucky at Kentucky.
Yeah. Arkansas is one of the last 4 bye teams right now according to Lenardi, but I mean they just their last
17-11, 6-9 in conference. Honestly, just get the 19 wins and I think you're in.
19 regular season wins, and then get a tournament win or two, you're good to go.
Yeah.
But they beat Texas at home is a fine win. They beat Missouri, which is a great win. And then they beat Texas away, which is a great win. And, yeah, Kentucky away, which is an insane win.
And, I mean, coming up, they got South Carolina, dub.
Yeah.
Even though it's at South Carolina. Vandy, at Vandy's tough. But then you get Mississippi State at home. You should close out 2-1.
I think they have to close out 2-1. I would say don't go 1-2.
Just go 2-1.
Yeah, that would be. And you know what? They might be locked in enough to do it. But yeah, back just to circle back to the main thing. Rodney Terry, I think he's gone.
Why do we keep dunking on this man?
That's just what the first topic was.
It just seems like you hate him.
I don't hate him.
You hate the University of Texas. We know this is well documented.
I hate Texas sports.
So wouldn't you want him to stay?
Yeah. Yeah, that would make sense, but I'm just saying, I think he's gone. Anyway, there's more big basketball news before we get into picks. Huge basketball news, actually. I don't know if you saw this.
Huge. Big.
The University of New Orleans has announced their new president of basketball operations.
It's me, Rob.
Is it?
Yeah, I've taken the job.
Yeah, you wish.
I'm now the New Orleans president of basketball operations. I'm the Woj of New Orleans.
You're nowhere near as qualified as the man they hired.
Who'd they hire?
Master P.
Why not, dude?
I agree with that.
I mean, the Gottlieb situation didn't really work out.
No, that was a bit just
coach.
Bad.
But Master P is like just head of like finance for basketball.
Just like quasi GM, quasi spokesman.
Oh, speaking of Woj, did you see what he was doing at St. Bonaventure?
No.
He had an auction to raise money for NIL with like memorabilia of Woj. Like, this is the phone I broke this news on. But it bid on it for $2,000.
I hope that school never wins another game.
I hate Woj so much.
That's so fucking lame.
That's so self-serving. So all the things total, I think, added up to like $15,000, which is nothing. It was an opportunity for Woj to blow himself. Be like, look how important I am.
I don't think he's physically capable of blowing himself, but
be like, hey, I ruined a commits announcement with this phone. Bid on it for $500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, that's fucking terrible. I do love this Master P hire, though. It's at a random school. It would be a terrible hire if it was like Kentucky or something, like a school that doesn't need it. But yeah, dude, get some press for your fucking school.
I guess, but like, do kids now even know who fucking Master P is?
That was one thing I was wondering, because he hasn't been a relevant rapper in 30 years.
No. I guess I mean, his kids probably keep him up to date on everything, but.
Lil Romeo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't even think the kids now who know who Romeo
They don't know who Lil Romeo is. Absolutely not.
No. Yeah, I don't know how good of a hire this is, but you know,
it's kind of cool. It makes the University of New Orleans more attractive than it was before. They got a headline. That's a win right there.
Sure. Do I think this works out? Probably not.
No. No, he does. Master P, though, I will say, not bad. Like a good basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
He was. He was legitimately like trying out for like the Hornets and shit like that back in the day.
Yeah.
He was a OG, like just chuck threes, get steals type of guy.
Oh, for sure. But also, I mean, but his kid Romeo was no. He was no Bow Wow. He wasn't like Mike.
I think Romeo played at USC.
Yeah, but he didn't have Michael Jordan sneakers, all right?
I know. Wait, let's see Lil Romeo's USC stats.
He wasn't in the league dunking on fools at like 10.
No. Okay, so Percy Miller played 9 games for USC in 2 seasons, and he averaged 2 minutes a game. Yeah, not great stats. We'll see if Percy Miller can get there. Oh, I didn't realize Master P's from New Orleans.
That makes sense.
Why didn't he do the Super Bowl halftime show?
They didn't want him. Same with Lil Wayne.
I know.
Would have been better.
Damn, they're just shitting all over.
It was probably because it was a humiliation ritual. Duh.
Yeah, it was a secret humiliation
ritual. Master P didn't sign up for that.
Now, are there any rappers or anyone famous that could take over UCF's college basketball program?
Not a rapper, but we get Diplo.
Ooh.
Diplo went to, I think he went to UCF for a semester.
Okay.
He also went to Temple for a semester.
I feel like Daniel Tosh would be better used for the football team.
Yeah. I think Tosh would care more about the football team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd agree with that.
I don't think Tosh cares at all, but if he did care. Dude, go back and listen to some of Tosh's like stand-up. It's some of the best.
He's genuinely...
some of the best.
Fucking hilarious.
He hasn't made an album in like fucking a decade, but...
doesn't need to.
Doesn't need to.
Doesn't... he did it right.
He cashed those Tosh.0 checks and bounced.
Now he just does this like... half-assed podcast that I love.
Where like, he interviews like his psychiatrist or something. Yeah,
or like a veterinarian and shit like that. And yeah. He's just like, everyone's stupid. And I love it so much. I very much align with his view of the world.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
People Pleaser is my favorite, I think, comic album of all time.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Even though I like never watched Tosh.0, really. I watched it a little bit.
Neither did I. But like his actual stand-up is hilarious. Mm-hmm.
No, he's a genuinely like extremely funny motherfucker. I will listen to Tosh Point or Daniel Tosh, all fucking day. I want to see more of this. I want to see more rappers take over basketball programs.
We could always get Marcus in the mix. Yeah.
I don't know that you want Marcus.
We got that Jordan money
working for you.
He's spiraling because Lady Pippen broke up with him. It's fine.
Oh, she broke up with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a job will help him get his head back on his shoulder.
For sure, dude. And he just gets daddy's money, infuses it into the program.
Yeah. You think your NIL for basketball would be better with a billionaire's son as an alum?
He quit, though. Damn. That's the thing. He was like averaging, I don't know, like 17 points a game that one year. We won 20 games. We didn't make the tournament. But
that's a really good fucking season, though.
It was a good season, and he was pretty solid. It's just he wanted to get into fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you don't need to do that, brother. You just play basketball.
Also, like, I feel like he's making the mistake of thinking his dad does fashion.
His dad does basketball.
Yeah. Like,
to the point where, like,
dad's not designing
the shoes.
Anything.
Dad's signing off on the shoes.
Yeah. 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 Is that what he thinks fashion is? Like, he just like, go make me something. And he like looks at it and he's like,
no, I think he was on. I think he was trying to go legit.
Okay.
And he's trying to make his own name and something. He's just like, dude, just play basketball.
Yeah. Just do basketball things.
You were good for a year.
He could have kept being good. And he would have been a pro, but he could have played.
No, no.
He was better than Bronny James.
1,000%.
Like, unquestionably.
1,000%.
It's not even close.
No.
Send him back.
He was like our number one or two option on that team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bronny barely played at USC. I mean, he had a heart attack, to be fair. He collapsed on the court.
He did have a heart attack, yeah. Like,
before the season started, he literally went into cardiac arrest.
That'll happen, I guess.
Facts, bro?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Speaking of USC, there's got to be like a rapper who can handle USC, right?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, yes. Holy shit, yes.
He goes to all the games.
Snoop needs to be running USC.
You can have Snoop. Dude, I'm so tired of Snoop Dogg.
I know you're tired of Snoop Dogg.
The Snoopification of America has gone too far.
Nothing's working at USC. Nothing is working at USC basketball.
They hired that bucktooth bitch from Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, the fucking... What was that team called?
Was it just
Dunk City?
Dunk City or something. Yeah.
Something stupid like that. Yeah. They hired him. Didn't work out. I think he's still the coach.
No, Musselman is, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Andy Enfield, though, was the coach. But, yeah, it's Musselman now.
And you know what? Actually, this is Musselman's first year at USC, so.
You got to let him cook.
Let him get there.
Musselman was good at Arkansas for a bit.
It looks like he just had one bad year at Arkansas.
He was great at Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada.
Look at this. Look at these Arkansas records when he was there. 20-12, and that was in 2020 on a shortened schedule.
I actually really like that fucking Nevada team with the Martin twins.
I don't even remember
what a fun
them.
Team that was.
Yeah, Musselman had two Elite Eights and a Sweet 16. They missed the tournament one year, and they're all angry about it.
Arkansas is very irrational.
Yeah, and I think he just thought USC was a sexier job.
Also, they got Cal, so...
They ended up.
Yeah, they're going to replace Musselman with fucking Cal every day of the week.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Also, I think Musselman actually left.
He did. I think he...
Because he's from San Diego, I believe.
But I think...
He's a West Coast guy.
I think they were also like,
They pushed
pretty
out.
Pretty pissed off at them for the one
maybe,
bet.
But I also think Musselman was just like, I got to get to the West Coast.
Yeah, that's fair.
They don't care.
If you're from San Diego, you don't want to live in Arkansas.
No.
You just don't.
No. No. Although, you know, I hear Fayetteville's, you know, an up and coming.
I'm not even shitting on Arkansas. I'm just saying if you're from fucking...
Many of you are saying Fayetteville's the next Austin.
Maybe. Real estate there is crazy. I've heard Fayetteville's chill. I've never been. I'd love to go to a game there for football. Real quick, before we keep going, we do have some ads. We are brought to you by MyBookie.com. That's where we make all our picks, including the picks we are about to make on this show after this ad read. Go to MyBookie.com. Use the promo code Drinkin' Bros to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And so you put in $500, they'll give you $500. Put in $1,000, they'll give you $1,000. Put in $100, they'll give you $100. So sign up, use promo code Drinkin' Bros to double your first deposit up to $1,000. Also, if you are a regular player on MyBookie, you are part of the MyBookie Plus Rewards program. You don't have to sign up for anything extra, and it doesn't cost anything. You just basically just like a rewards program that you qualify for after a while. And that stuff is awesome because they give you a bunch of special bets, rake back. So if you had a bad week or whatever, they'll toss you a little money back, say, hey, we know you like to have some money on the games, so here's a little hookup. Here's a little thank you for being a regular customer with us. Also, MyBookie, every NCAA tournament has like a big pool where you can win a ton of money if your bracket is the winner. Highly recommend signing up for that just because it's super fun. And even though a lot of people do sign up for it, you definitely have a better chance of winning money there than you do in like ESPN, where like there's like a billion people signed up for it. So a lot of reasons to sign up for that. MyBookie.com. You can bet on anything. We're gonna be making baseball bets soon. Dan does his golf show.
Yeah,
we talked about that on the casino show, I believe. You got a guy in the mix.
Kind of. Chris Kirk is the only guy I really got right now. Novak just missed the cut. He started off strong, shot like 5 under, and then shot 4 over today.
Nah.
So, yeah, Chris Kirk, he finished bogey, bogey, bogey. So he's 5 under.
He'll seven
make
back.
The cut. Yeah, the leader's at 12 under right now.
It's only Friday.
Should have just went with my gut and Daniel Berger.
But you can't pick favorites.
Yeah, I know. I at least gave it to Ross.
Dan doesn't play favorites. Also, like I said, we talked about on our casino show.
I did put money on Daniel Berger, to be fair.
Okay.
I just didn't pick him on the show.
Fair enough. Where you can play live blackjack on the MyBookie.com live casino. There's a live casino tab at the top. Go to that. And there's blackjack tables, roulette tables, all kinds of stuff. And it's real. It's not like a computer program. It is like you're playing blackjack over Zoom. Can't recommend that enough. It's so much fun. MyBookie.com is the best place to do any and all gambling you want, not just sports gambling. Check it out. All right, let's make some picks.
Hey.
On this weekend's games, we got some good ones. We got a week left in the regular season. Teams are trying to punch tickets. Let's pick some games. Auburn going to Kentucky.
Boom.
Both teams in the tournament safely. Auburn probably safely a one seed, barring disaster. Kentucky still playing for seeding.
I can't see Auburn not being a one seed at this point.
I guess just maybe if they go on a 4-game losing streak.
Even then.
You think so?
It's just not going to happen.
Okay. Well, Auburn's a 5-point favorite at Kentucky. Let me check the SEC standings because I think Kentucky might be playing for an extra bye, but I can't remember.
Kentucky is currently 8-7 in conference.
No, they're not. Okay, so they're not. I kind of like Kentucky to pull the upset here.
Okay.
Kentucky has been a feisty team.
You even paid attention to how we've done with our picks?
Nah.
No, who cares?
We're just shooting from the hip here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Auburn wins. Kentucky covers, though. 5?
Yeah, 5.
Auburn wins with like a last second shot.
It's going to be a really close game. If this line stays at 5, so we use the KenPom lines because basketball lines on MyBookie and everywhere else don't come out till day of, and these are Saturday games. I think Kentucky wins. They've been playing really well. They got a huge win at Arkansas. Yeah, I like Kentucky to win this game, but I do agree with you that even if Kentucky doesn't win, I think they cover.
Kind of night and day, Arkansas and Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of difference.
It was a road game.
Yeah, but difference in talent.
It's a road game. Next up, Texas Tech, your boys at Kansas. Kansas looking like a 1-point favorite right now, according to the projections.
Yeah. Kansas wins at home, though.
They do win at home.
They don't win on the road.
So that's the thing about this Kansas team to keep in mind for the rest of the season if you're gambling on them. You just got to see where they're playing. They're basically two different teams at home and on the road. Like, it's not just like, oh, they, you know, it's tough to win on the road, so they don't win a lot of those games. Like, they look fucking bad on the road. They look fucking awful on the road. But at home, they're one of the best teams in the country. If you're going to give me Kansas as a 1 point at home, I'll take it. I'll take it. Tech a little, not desperate, but maybe a little shook after losing a home game to Houston. I don't know how they're going to react to that. This is their first game since that 8-point loss to Houston at home. This is their last game to really make any noise because they close out the season against two shitty teams. So Tech's got something to play for here, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you take them?
I will take Tech.
Yeah.
I will take Tech.
I know you will.
That's a pick 'em?
Yeah, I'll take Kansas.
Okay.
At home.
All right. This next one's interesting. I really don't know how to read this game. Bama's going to Tennessee, arguably the best offensive country in the team against, I think, literally the best defensive
country.
One
of the better defenses in the country.
I think it's ranked number one.
Okay.
Tennessee's a 5-point favorite.
Yeah, give me Tennessee.
You like Tennessee?
That line is stinky. Give me Tennessee. Tennessee covers. They win by like 7 or 8.
I think that no matter what happens in this game, I feel like what is the over under at here? It's at like 140, 153. So I got seven. It's got 79, 74. I actually kind of think this game hits the over. Alabama,
because Tennessee, despite not having a great offense, I mean Alabama's not stopping them.
Alabama's defense stinks, and Alabama's offense is just so good. I feel like they're going to score more than 74 points, which is what they're projected at right now. I'll take the over in this game, but to make a pick on it, I like Tennessee. Actually, I think this is another tight game. I think Bama covers. I think comes down to the last minute. Tennessee does pull it out, though, at home. Next up, a huge game in the Big 12. Your boys, the Arizona Wildcats.
My boys.
At Iowa State. Iowa State, a 4-point favorite at home. I'm taking Iowa State all day against soft-ass Arizona. All
right, dude. You're kind of bullying me into picking the Wildcats here, and I will. Iowa State, frauds.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that.
Arizona covers. I don't know if they win, but they cover 4.
I think Iowa State wins comfortable.
Okay.
We'll call it 11. This one is my favorite game of the weekend because there's huge bubble implications for both teams. Georgia right now in. Texas right now is actually still part of Lenardi's last 4 in, even after their loss last night. I think Georgia's the first team out, according to Lenardi. That's fucking crazy. I don't agree with
but
that
Texas
at all.
But Texas is in?
Yeah.
Ah.
That's fucking bullshit.
Give me Georgia all day, dog.
Georgia's at Texas. Texas is a 3-point favorite. I'm taking Georgia.
Georgia.
Taking Georgia all fucking day there.
No doubts.
That is a crazy choice by Lenardi to have Georgia out and Texas in my mind. Fuck that. Yeah, I'm taking Georgia. Georgia is way better than people think they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that they haven't been able to like fully put it together. But I mean, Georgia, look at this resume real quick. I just don't understand how you would have them out right now. They beat St. John's in the non-con, lost to Marquette, but beat St. John's. They have wins over Kentucky and Florida. And that's pretty much it. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. They've lost a lot of SEC games. But I don't care. I like Georgia better.
I think Texas is in a spiral right now.
Yeah, I think Texas loses this game. Next up, we have another bubble game. Even though I do think they're fairly safely in right now, and Lenardi has them as first 4 buys or last 4 buys, Arkansas -2 at South Carolina.
Okay.
South Carolina?
Nope.
Much feistier than people think.
Nope.
South Carolina
They're not. I watched them the other day.
Watched them the other day, too, play Missouri.
Yeah, I saw Mizzou just whoop that ass.
They did whoop that ass. But Colin Murray-Boyles is a fucking problem. And South Carolina has lost a lot of close games, including a lot of close games at home.
Frank Martin isn't walking through that door anytime soon. All right. I don't even know what Frank Martin's doing right now.
I think he retired. He got sick or something.
Yeah, but what is he doing? How's he living in retirement?
I don't know.
Is he living?
He's alive. I'm positive he's alive.
He's definitely alive, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Positive he's alive. I like South Carolina to win this game.
But a guy like fucking Frank, what's he do? He's not chilling.
He is not chill.
No.
So he can't be chilling.
He can't.
Yeah.
It's like Bo Ryan. What was Bo Ryan doing after he retired?
He might have died. I don't know what he's up to.
For sure, but like, what did he do in retirement?
Nothing.
Just stand on his porch?
Just yelled at fish in a pond.
I'm taking not South Carolina. I'm taking them boys.
I love South Carolina here. I think this is going to be a...
I'm taking Arkansas.
This feels like the type of
game
that...
Taking the Hogs, brother.
This feels like the type of game that Cal loses.
You just said the Hogs need to win two of the last three. Yep. This is the layup.
No, it's not a layup.
This is the layup.
It's not a layup. This is a good... I would be scared of this game. If I was Arkansas, I'd be scared of this game. Next up, UConn. Ken Pom has them as a 3-point favorite going into Providence. Providence, banged up, not very good. I kind of like UConn to win this game by like 10.
Yeah. Give me the Huskies. Give me Hurley.
A lot of times the lines I've noticed this year will be about 1 or 2 points bigger than what Ken Pom has.
Give me the over on Hurley insulting the crowd.
Oh, boy. In Providence?
Yeah.
That trash city? It's going to shit all over it.
It really is. You ever been to Providence?
I have not.
Gross.
I have a friend who's been up there recently, and she's been posting a bunch of stories about how lovely it is. Is it not?
No.
What's the matter with it?
It's a trash city.
What's the matter with it?
It's garbage.
It seemed nice. It seemed colonial. A lot of red brick.
Mm. No. It's more like a Oliver Twist type. Just factories, smog.
Isn't it on the ocean?
A gross-ass ocean, dude.
Seems nice.
The gross bay. Fucking oil film on top of the water.
It looked charming to me.
It's not.
Good Italian food.
I don't know why. I just had a bad experience in Providence.
What were you doing there?
Don't worry about it, dude.
I'm a little worried
now.
Don't
ask questions.
I wasn't worried about it. I am troubled by whatever your problem with it is now.
Maybe I was working for one of my friend's dads at one point, and we had to deliver a package in Providence. Who knows?
What kind of weird low-level mafia shit?
Don't worry, dude.
What are you fucking doing?
Don't worry.
So you like UConn?
Love UConn.
Okay. I love UConn here, too. I love
and UConn. No, I visited Providence for college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which college? Is it URI?
I visited URI, Providence, and Johnson and Wales.
Oh, you visited actual Providence.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is Brown? Not that you were going to go to Brown, but...
Why are you saying it like that? I think Brown is... That's a good question. Is it Connecticut?
No, Brown's in Rhode Island.
Is it Rhode Island?
Yeah.
No.
It's in Providence, actually, it says, so...
I didn't see Brown.
All right, fair enough.
Wasn't on my radar.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a fun school.
No.
It seems horrible. It's also the Ivy League school that if you go there, everyone else makes fun of you. Like all the other Ivy Leaguers think you're absolute garbage.
What's the one in Jersey?
Princeton.
I guess Princeton's a little better than Brown. Yeah,
it's quite a bit better than Brown. It's Princeton, Harvard, and Yale.
None of these were on my radar.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't an Ivy League boy.
I know. You know what else gets a lot of shit in the Ivy League randomly? Even though it is a great school, but people are like,
Columbia?
Oh, if you went what?
Columbia?
No. It's if you went there, you're still kind of an idiot who's just there to rage. This is like the Ivy League party school is Cornell.
Yeah, I see that. Maybe I think it was just Andy from The Office really undid that school.
Yeah, I could see that. It's like the midwit Ivy League school.
Yeah.
It's Cornell. Last, another road favorite that I love. This is also a bubble team. They're part of the last four in. They need this win. Indiana is going to Washington. Washington is really bad. Mm-hmm. Indiana's a 3-point favorite. Love Indiana to blow some doors here.
I don't think so.
You don't
not
think so?
Not so fast. Washington stinks, but that travel sucks.
It is shitty travel.
Yeah, you go to Seattle?
I grant you that.
No.
You don't think Bloomington to Seattle's an easy flight?
Is that a direct?
They're all direct.
They charter the flight.
Yeah, they charter it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That flight sucks.
It's not great. What time is this game? That's actually...
They don't even know. Dude, yeah. When you go up to Washington, granted it's Seattle, but like if they had to go to like Gonzaga or like somewhere weird in Washington.
Spokane.
Like, you don't know what time of day it is.
Yeah.
When I was up in... Even when we were in Oregon, right? Obviously, Eugene, beautiful place. Portland's whatever. But we were kind of driving around, and we didn't stay in Eugene. We stayed in some bumfuck city in Oregon.
Yeah.
It's just weird there, man. It's just odd.
Lost in the forest.
You're in the Twilight Zone.
Do you believe, you go up there and you believe Bigfoot's real?
There's a darkness
real.
To that.
Yeah.
To that fucking state.
Does it make you believe Bigfoot is real?
Or that area, Washington and Oregon. Yeah. Bigfoot's for sure real.
Like, you just go up there and you're like, yeah, apes live in this forest.
I can see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The game is at 6 Eastern, so 3 local.
He's just not photogenic.
Yeah. Well, no, he's a very ugly ape. I love Indiana. I don't give a shit about the travel or anything like that. Washington stinks too
give
much.
Give me the Huskies, brother, and the points. All Indiana right. pulls it out with a 1-point win.
Okay. Okay, then. That's my last pick
yeah.
for the day.
We got nothing else.
Got nothing else for you. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you later. I actually have diarrhea, so I got to go.
I got to poop, too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.